My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Feedback coming in on a variety of topics. Scooble possibility, things that should be good that aren't. I love this texter. I want Holiday, Basalo, Mayo, and Povich. Okay, so that gets their number one prospect, their number two prospect, their number three prospect, and a top 10 prospect pitcher, which is, that would be one hell of a return. That would be a F them prospects kind of deal. That would be a Dodgers, Yankees, and Red Sox got in the bidding, and Baltimore had to pay a hefty price. Then this texter adds, if they can, throw in vets like Hayes or Mullins, even better. Two guys that play for them in the outfield. Now, they might have an extra outfielder when they start getting some guys back. But that to me is, now we're talking. And I'm sure Baltimore fans like, hell no. And that's fine.
And we want Putney.
Yeah, they're throwing Putney.
Get Costner on the phone.
Yep.
Hey, help him. You know, he can help us facilitate this deal.
Throw in Putney. Unnamed texter, would Doug eat another hot dog if the Lions win the Super Bowl this year?
Ooh, would you?
I'm not even answering that.
What? Come on. Yeah.
How about this? How about would Gator eat an impossible dog if the Lions win the Super Bowl?
I think he would.
Okay. Let's just stick with that. Unnamed texter, I'm shocked that Baltimore fans are being stingy with Scooble. They don't want to win a World Series? What they have right now won't get the job done ultimately. If Scuba goes to Baltimore, they are the new favorites to win it all.
True.
Yep.
Honestly, this is how bad do you want it, Baltimore? Yep. If I'm a Baltimore fan, I honestly mean I know they don't want to give up anything for Scuba.
Yep.
But for a chance, I mean, not just a chance. I feel like you're the front runner. You get Scuba.
So the Lions got 2 first round picks for Stafford. If somebody gave the Lions, I mean, if Devontae Adams, I'm just grabbing a name. If the Raiders wanted 2 first-round picks for Devontae Adams, would you do it?
Wow. Huh.
I mean, 2 first-round picks. You do what the Rams did, give up 2 first-round picks, have Amon-Ra, Devontae Adams, and this offense.
I'd do it for Max Crosby.
Okay, there you go. Whatever. It's a hefty price to pay.
Sure, but if that solidifies my defense.
What if they wanted Ennis Rakestraw, too? A young, talented corner.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm trying to win the Super Bowl, man. Feedback. I'm trying to win it all.
Buffalo Chicken Mac is amazing, especially at Zingerman's Roadhouse. They used the Nashville fried chicken for it, and it's awesome. That's from Joe in Ann Arbor. Used to be a chef there. Brian and Royal Oak, Buffalo mac and cheese has to be balanced. Buffalo sauce can't be overpowering. It can ruin something very easily, so you have to be careful.
Very true. I've had buffalo wings.
Yep.
And the sauce, it can't be overly saucy. I don't want to be like, you know, soupy almost. It's got to have the right, you want the flavor of the buffalo.
There's a noodle chain, I think it's Noodles and Company, that makes a killer quick dining buffalo mac and cheese.
I'm glad that you like it, Doug.
Buffalo mac and cheese?
Yeah, it seems kind of unhealthy.
It is unhealthy.
So it's not something you really go down that
but some
road.
Some things, I mean, like, I, you know, how I feel about wings in general. It's a weakness, and I eat wings way too much. But I don't make every decision in life based upon health. You know what's not good for me? Beer. And I drink some. Aubrey's Pizzeria has a new menu item. It's buffalo mac and cheese with Gouda. It is very, very good. 248-539-9797. Mike is next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Mike.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up?
Not much. Hey, just a thought on the Scooble thing. If they want them really bad, what if we throw Baez in there? Tell them it's got to be a package deal.
So it's really interesting. That is a popular. We get that text a lot, don't we, Kang? Because Detroiters are looking for any way to get out from under this contract. Would you trade
half of it?
Yeah. Would you trade Scooble for a market value return where you're not blown away, but they pay a Baez tax and take Javi Baez? And that might be intriguing.
I was going to say, I think I might do that.
As long as we knew that ownership was planning on spending that money this offseason.
Right, exactly. Yep. Exactly. Yep. Well, that's just a thought. I was just thinking of that.
Yeah, that's come over the ticket text. If somebody, is that a way to get somebody to take the contract? I wouldn't want it, you know, and still want prospects.
I mean, I'd love to include Baez too, but that's not going to stop me from making the deal if the core of the deal is what I want, you know?
Yep. No, I hear you.
If I'm getting all the prospects I want, return, holiday, everybody, I'm not going to do the deal because they don't want Baez.
Okay. I have to admit a hole in my game. It's been a weak spot for me professionally for years. I've talked about it on the air. I've admitted it for years. I have a weakness for overreacting to summer league basketball. I got so on board with Stanley Johnson, so on board with Henry Ellenson. It's a weakness. I know better. Am I doing it again? Although, am I doing it the opposite way? Watching Summer League has made my expectation for Ron Holland go down. Not long term, short term. I see the talent. I see a guy who can get to the basket, can run the floor. I can see what there is to like about him. I also see a guy that feels like he unsuccessfully hunts shots at times, has too many passes deflected. And I just keep thinking about trouble against Summer League D. He is not ready for prime time. And that's okay. I don't know that they drafted him expecting him to be ready for prime time. It was a high risk, high reward type of draft pick, but Kang, am I overreacting?
The other way, huh? Normally you fall in love, but now you're falling like...
I'm not falling out of love. I'm just saying I'm not... To me, watching him play, like it? Like some of the physical skills? I just don't expect a lot this year.
No, I think you're being realistic, man, and this is the way all Pistons fans probably should feel about Ron Holland this year, because he's incredibly young, incredibly raw. He's a lot to work on. He's probably not going to see the court a ton this year for the Pistons, and he really shouldn't. He's not ready yet. I watch a decent amount of summer league, Doug, and there's times he's dribbling around, not sure where to go with the ball. You know, he's just trusting his athleticism to get him out of certain situations, and it doesn't help that the roster around him is, and no one's going to ever sniff the league. I mean, that's pretty much one of the worst summer league rosters I've ever seen Pistons put out there, but. Yeah, I get what you're saying, man. You're not overreacting too much. I think you know you're putting things in perspective for this year at least.
I'm trying to. And look, I'm not saying this was a bad pick. I'm not saying I think he's going to be a bust. I'm just simply in a, he might go through some growing pains this year. Might take a minute.
Oh, it's going to take a minute for him. And that's why they went out and got older guys like Tim Hardaway Jr., Tobias Harris, because he's going to have to learn from somebody, watch somebody, talk to somebody who's been in the league, learn how to prepare for games, learn how to get better.
Learning curves can be quick, but I'm not expecting to early on think they got the steal of the draft. Let me just put it to you like that.
He's no Henry Ellison.
He is no Henry Ellison.
That was a guy.
I mean, hook, line, and sinker, man.
Look at this guy. 6'9", 6'10", can stretch the floor.
I know.
We've all way
over the top.
We've all done it.
I get it.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.